This is the time of year, isn't it, for the various nativity plays and Christmas shows that you get to see in church or in school or wherever. I guess with the COVID situation, many of the shows or nativity plays have been either cancelled, or maybe they've been pre-recorded, or maybe done in some other safe way. Indeed, some have reverted to using certain people to play Santa Claus for certain preschool children once again, but there'll be no names mentioned. There's a lovely story, though, about how children had planned and prepared for their school Christmas show. And after lots of rehearsals, the day of the performance arrived, and all the parents and grandparents were huddled in the school hall, waiting to see their child do their part. Each child came onto the stage wearing a Christmas jumper and a Santa Claus hat. And they sung a piece entitled Christmas Love. I'm going to ask Suzanne to put that on the screen now. The children in the front row held up large letters one by one to spell out the title of the song. As the class sang, C is for Christmas, a child would hold up the letter C. Then H is for happy, and they would hold up the letter H, and so on, until each child had held up his or her letter to complete the message of Christmas love. Everything was going smoothly until a shy little girl in the front row held up her letter upside down. Instead of holding up her M, she held up what appeared to be a W. The adults smiled and the children from the other class began to giggle. And she had no idea why they were looking at her so intently and smiling. So she stood tall and proudly displayed W instead of M. The teachers tried to shush the children, but the giggling just continued until the last letter was raised. One of the teachers had a cunning plan. She gently moved the child who was holding that now W instead of an M slightly away from the child who was holding the T. And so it read something different. Suzanne's going to put it on the screen. Christ was love. Over time, the festival of Christmas has become so secularized and, of course, so sanitized. But if you want to be able to encapsulate what Christmas is all about, I don't think you could go far wrong from the simple saying, Christ was love. And of course, this isn't the only in the past tense. Because that baby who was born in that small town in Bethlehem continues to show God's love through the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4, verse 8 simply reads, God is love. And then in verse 9, he just explains it a little bit more. He says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. The carols that we sing at this time of year invoke various thoughts and memories for us. And one Christmas carol, which perhaps is not sung quite as often as some of the more familiar ones, is a poem written by Christina Rossetti. And it was written in the late 19th century. And we know it. Love came down at Christmas. And it's a beautiful poem, and it's so accurate, for it is Jesus, who was and is and who always will be the embodiment of love itself. As the incarnate deity, Jesus reveals the nature of God. People have all kinds of wonderful views about what God is like. But at the core of the message of Christmas is that this God of supreme, self-giving, self-sacrificial love became one of us to reveal to everyone that this love is available to everyone, regardless of who they are, regardless of what they have or have not done. In 1973, the glam rock band Wizard sang, "I wish it could be Christmas every day." That's going to be an earworm. You're not getting rid of that, I'm afraid. And ever since then, we've heard those words from Roy Wood year after year, and it becomes too much sometimes. And for people, the thought of Christmas all year round would be nothing but torture. But at the heart of Christmas is love. It's become so stressful now for many of us. But remember, Christmas is about God's love. And don't we need this love all year round? Don't we need this love throughout the world? This world needs more of Jesus. So this Christmas, as those who have received, who know that love personally, may each of us experience God's love more deeply. And then, because we've experienced it more deeply, may we then share it with the world around us, and all for the glory of Jesus. Amen.